Research is conducted in a variety of ways. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Donna Decker, English professor at Franklin Pierce University, describes the importance of researching through personal interviews.
I was haunted when I learned that on December 6, 1989, a gunman entered a classroom at École Polytechnique in Montreal, killing 14, all of them women, and announcing he was fighting feminism before taking his own life. He left behind a list of 19 women he wished he had had time to kill as well. Debate about the nature of the massacre ensued in the media. Was it the isolated act of a madman or an iconic act of misogyny? Personal interviews remained my most salient method of research, revealing the interiorities of real people in more robust ways than had previous efforts, including academic analyses and artistic renderings, lending acute insight into the personal and political aftermath of a school shooting. Interested in the subjective experience of the survivors and families of the victims, I conducted interviews with many, including the sister of a victim, a woman wounded in the attack, and another targeted by the gunman. I asked what it was like to learn your sister had been killed in her classroom, what it was like to discover your name and phone number on a killer's hit list, what enables one to survive such grief, how does one reckon with a dubious police response and a public debate about the gendered nature of the crime. All were unequivocal in their responses. Canada was rocked by this American crime, as it has been dubbed by many Canadians, including Montreal journalist Francine Pelletier. Media and engineering schools were forced to confront gender bias, and the pain is deep and abiding. Personal interviews allowed me to come to a deeper understanding of the impact such an outsized human experience like the Montreal massacre has on real people, expanding my capacity to both analyze and empathize.
That was Donna Decker of Franklin Pierce University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
We let it all slip away.